Have you ever asked yourself, what is the role of the Holy Spirit? What is the role of the Holy Spirit in my life? And how do I respond to the inspiration of the Holy Spirit? These were questions I reflected on some time ago. For me, the symbol of the Holy Spirit as a dove just was leaving me searching with an image I could grasp, something I could relate to or comprehend. Yes, I could recite the church's teaching on the Holy Spirit as the third person of the Trinity, but something just was not connecting in my understanding. In talking with others, it seemed that the role and function of the Holy Spirit is poorly comprehended, especially as how the Holy Spirit affects my life and I respond to that. It was about that time where St. John Paul, in preparation for the great jubilee of the third millennium, wrote that apostolic letter, Tertio Millennio Advenente. His papal exhortation stirred something within me, and reflections began to coalesce into an image of the Holy Spirit that I could grasp. For we've seen of late now, our readings have had this pre-Pentecost thrust to them. We hear about the coming of the Holy Spirit as the Paraclete. Today we hear as the Advocate, as the Comforter, or the Helper, depending on which translation you read. Now, I was using the Blue Letter Bible app, and I did a word search on the root words for parakletos and paraklesis, mostly for the root of para. And I found it came up with the English words of encourage, exhort, urge, to implore, counsel, comfort, console, intercessor, helper, and advocate. All have this same root word. These are functions of the Holy Spirit, how he works in our lives, as well as they bear witness of how the Holy Spirit and we can work in other people's lives as well. So I want to propose to you an image of the Holy Spirit as the coach of our life. Think about it. What is the role of a coach? Isn't a coach the one who urges, who exhorts, who encourages, one who counsels, comforts, consoles? Also, the coach is the advocate, that is, one who supports or encourages by argument on behalf of another, an intercessor, like the coach pleading for the referee on behalf of a player. For the Holy Spirit as coach becomes then a good role model, then on how we lead our lives. As well, it's a good way how we can affect other people's lives each day by encouraging, by urging, exhorting, by comforting, consoling, helping others, being an advocate for or an intercessor on behalf of another. Now, former Dallas coach Tom Landry, he says, a coach is someone who makes players do what they don't want to do to achieve what they want to achieve. Makes players do what they don't want to do so they can achieve what it is they want to achieve. And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, our chief want in life is somebody who can make us do what we can. So this role of the Holy Spirit in our life is somebody who can make us do what we can, who makes us do what we don't want to do so that we can achieve what it is we want to achieve. He is the coach of eternal salvation. But also, if we look as a coach is one who convicts us when we've gone astray. A coach is one who corrects us in what we are doing wrong. And a coach challenges us to change our ways. St. John Paul II also wrote the encyclical on the Holy Spirit in the life of the church and the world. The Latin title, Dominum et Vivificantum, comes from the opening sentence that the church professes her faith in the Holy Spirit as the Lord and the giver of life. Vivificantum comes from the word vivify. In the dictionary, it means to animate, to make more lively, to enliven. The thesaurus means it's to vitalize, energize, to sharpen. For the Holy Spirit not only exhorts us to renewal, but is the enlivening, animating force from within, the giver of life. Now, in closing, there was a monk from Spencer Abbey. He had a good fortune to visit with Mother Teresa on one of her journeys. And as he was preparing to return to the United States, he asked Mother if there was a special intention she had that the monks could pray for. After a brief pause, Mother Teresa said, "Pray that I don't get in the way. Pray that I don't get in the way of the Spirit of God." This is a good intention for each of us during these next couple of weeks to take into prayer as we prepare for the Feast of the Pentecost, that we do not get in the way of the Spirit of God, and that likewise we take some time to reflect on what areas in our own life that might be getting in the way of God's Spirit.